Welcome to McDonald's. Might I assist your needs for nourishment, my lord?
Oh, me? Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Kids, why don't you go first?
I want a Happy Meal.
It is a fine choice, to be sure. A treasure awaits you within, lad.
I want Chicken McNugget.
Of course you do. And how might you resist them? Their coating is indeed a golden skin, but hardly can it match the strands of gold that cover your fair and noble crown, my lady.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. That's enough. Maggie, stop smiling at the man. Please, Maggie, stop smiling, please.
I want to order again.
No. One order is plenty. Let go of the counter, Maggie. I'm serious. Let go of the counter, Maggie.
I shall have your chicken bits to you shortly, young Maggie, and with four delectable dipping sauces. Though I've been instructed to include but one, unless the customer asks for extra. But no limitation shall bind me from assuring your dining experience is indeed a proper one.
Okay.
I'll have a four. Over here, I will have a four, a number four, a combo number four.
Shall I supersize that for you, my lord?
No. Just the normal number four with a Coke.
You have chosen wisely. I should not have tempted you with excess. Mine was an attempt at applying the leverage for savings, but I fear I failed you by not taking into account the ramifications to your health. Forgive me, sir.
It's perfectly all right. You haven't failed me at all, but thank you. Thank you very much. You're very polite.
Your total is $11.41. I shall retrieve your order with haste. You have my word. I will not tarry.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much. Here's your Happy Meal, Orlando.
A thousand thank yous, Jeff. You have never forsaken me, never once. I shall not forget it, not in this world or the next. You're welcome.
Oh, God. I got your number four, Orlando. It's still hot. I mean, I got it right when it was done.
Your attention to detail is only surpassed by your radiant smile. Thank you, Brenda. Your commitment to excellence is hardly lost on the customer nor this humbled co-worker.
You're welcome. I love you.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Then if you'll excuse me, a customer awaits.
Oh, my God. Did you hear what he said to me?
I swear if he ever looks at me like that again, I'm going to spank it right in the storage room.
Greetings, my good man, and welcome to McDonald's. I am pleased to serve you.
I am new to country of American. Long have I heard of your arches of goldiness, where food of readiness is prepared when I am there.
You have heard correctly, my friend. You are most welcome at McDonald's. It is my pleasure to serve you, most noble invader.
So gracious is America. Who knew? And so handsome. Okay, let us see what is in Big Mac.
I am glad you asked. Long have I desired to recite its contents. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Does that come in chicken?
Regretfully, no, sir. I am sorry to be the bearer of such news.
No, it is okay. It is a beef thing with me, you know. I shall have instead the fish fillet with milk of shakiness. And yes, a hot apple pie, I do believe.
I must warn you, distant traveler. Within the core of your apple pie resides the heat of 1,000 fires. Guard your tongue, fair sir, or suffer the rush of a boiling river of lava compote.
How about I just blow on it?
As you wish, my lord. That will be $5.19.
Excuse me. Okay, Orlando, can I talk to you for just 1 second, dear son? It's just private. It'll take just a second.
Yes, my liege. You will pardon me, good foreign traveler. Samantha, will you aid in my absence? And you were saying, my liege?
Please don't bow to me. And how many times do I have to tell you, Orlando? I'm just your boss, not your liege.
At least once more, my liege, as always.
Orlando, I mean... First, let me tell you, son, you are arguably the most polite employee I have ever had. And I mean without comparison. However, I have noticed you're spending an exceptionally long period of time taking customers' orders.
Oh, heavens, no, my liege. It has caused you distress. I had not considered the consequences of my actions.
Boy, I sure wish you'd call me Kevin. Like I've asked. The point I'm trying to make, Orlando, is there's an old proverb in business called time is money, and we must be more efficient here at McDonald's.
Nakadakathaya!
No, we're not all going to die because of it, but a little more speed on your part, it couldn't hurt anything. Make us a lot more money in the long run.
I'm so sorry to have despaired. I shall do as you command, my liege. I shall not once, you have not let once let us astray.
Now, on the flip side, customers friggin' love you. Damn if I never seen anything like it. Women especially. Oh, and Jeff. Hell, I got a line down the street, women alone, most of which don't even eat fast food. And it's all because of you, son. Now, if we could just get you to move them a little faster, then, hell, just do what you've been doing.
Those brown eyes of yours are f***ing mesmerizing. Then if it's all right with you, I shall return to my post, my liege.
Yes, return to your post.
I have so enjoyed our encounter. Your wisdom shall never fall on deaf ears. I will say to you this. Thank you, my liege. Welcome to McDonald's. Might I aid your request? Thank you.